Good morning, my friends. We are on day 12, Love Thy Neighbor. Part of perfecting ourselves, improving our character during this period of time of Elul, of the 40-day challenge, is, of course, improving our relationship with Hashem, but also with our fellow human being and our fellow Jew. And therefore, the phrase, Love Thy Neighbor, V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha, is a central phrase that we have to get to the bottom of and truly understand if we're going to be able to grow in our relationship, not only with Hashem, but with our fellow human being. What does it mean, love thy neighbor as yourself? And is it really possible? And I struggle with it in the chapter here because the Rishonim, the medieval rabbinic commentaries, they ask this question. Most of the sages, the Jewish sages, do not believe this verse should be read literally. Right? Some say it means you put yourself in other people's shoes. And if, God forbid, you have a friend who's ill, so love thy neighbor as yourself would mean asking yourself, what would you want if you were sick, God forbid? And then you do those very same things for your friend. If you would want other people to pray for you or visit you in the hospital, then that's what you should do for them. And that's what love thy neighbor as yourself means. But it can't really mean love someone else the same degree that you love yourself, except the great Rambam, Maimonides, he reads it literally. He says that you should have the same love and treatment to other people as you would yourself. And the question is, how can you explain this? And the answer I gave is in the next two words in the verse. Because the phrase, love thy neighbor as thyself, is followed by two important words, Ani Hashem, I am God. Now, why does Hashem have to throw his name in there in the verse? We're in the middle of the book of Leviticus. We've heard Hashem's name many times already. So one of my teachers explained, when it says, love your neighbor as yourself, what aspect of yourself are you supposed to love? What you look like? How much money you make? No, it's the Ani Hashem. It's the God within me. That's why the verse repeats and says those words, I am God, after love thy neighbor as yourself. Because what aspect of yourself should you love? It's the Hashem within you. And if you can love the Hashem within yourself, then you can love the Hashem within other people. And that's a very, very powerful and beautiful idea. I want to share two other sources, though, that are not in the chapter, that are very relevant. Loving your neighbor as yourself and really being selfless to other people does not mean that you negate yourself. The same Rabbi Akiva, the Talmudic sage who championed love thy neighbor, who called it Zeklal Gadol Batorah, that it is a great, great principle of Judaism. He was the same rabbi who ruled on the famous case of the canteen with water, that if two people are walking in the wilderness and they only have enough water to support one of them, and if they both drink from the canteen, they will both die. So Rabbi Akiva says, Chayecha Kodmin, your life, as long as you have possession of the canteen, you can drink up. Why? Because he says another verse in the Torah that says, V'chai achicha imach, which means, and your brother shall live with you. And he interprets that as, Chayecha kodmin l'chayei chavercha. Your life takes precedent over your fellow's life. So even though he championed love thy neighbor, still, if your life is being threatened, your life still comes first. I always think about that when the flight attendants are giving instructions before you take off and they say if altitude drops and you got to put on the oxygen mask, you always got to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you can help someone else. You can't do love thy neighbor if you don't have the integrity of your own self. And therefore, they are not really contradictory rulings. Going back to this idea of loving your fellow Jew as you love yourself, why? Ani Hashem, because you've cultivated a love for God within yourself. And then if you cultivate a love for God within yourself, then what's stopping you from cultivating that love for others? So I wanted to share something to develop that a little further. The great Hasidic master, the Baal HaTanya, this Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, lived in the 1700s, and he said, Ulefikach nikru kol Yisrael achim mamish. That's why all Jewish people are called achim, brothers, mamish. Literally, not like as a metaphor. We are literally brothers. Mitzad shoresh nafsham b'Hashem b'echad. Because on account of the root of their souls in the one God. The reason we consider ourselves brothers, according to the great Hasidic masters, is because if we would look at our own soul, and we would look at our soul of a fellow Jew, we would see that they're rooted in the same Hashem. That's what makes us brothers. And that's what also can help motivate us to help someone else who's clearly not us. They are someone else. But if I developed a love for my own soul and my soul is from the same Hashem that this other person's soul is from, it's a very strong connection. And that's going to motivate me to get out of myself a little more and to help someone else. not to, God forbid, lose myself, as we talked about the canteen situation, to maintain the integrity of who I am, but then not to stay focused on me, but to get out of me and ultimately express the love I have for my own soul by caring for another. Have a great day.